So I am personally, I know I'm professionally very excited about this, but personally, I am very excited for this next guest coming in studio. So Bobby Kristoff is the president of the RCI Group. And if you maybe grew up or you worked in the Bridgeport area over the last, I'm going to say decade, or for myself, it's been more than three decades, you have seen a lot of really big changes in the Park City. And I have to say, Bobby, you are sort of at the forefront for a lot of those changes. So I have been wanting to talk to you for quite some time, and I'm excited to have you in studio this morning. So thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So tell us, first of all, about your company. Tell us about the RCI Group.
Well, RCI Group is really a waterfront focused company. We work up and down the Eastern Seaboard, working on struggling properties on the waterfront that have either failed or environmentally challenged. So going from Key West to Boston.
Wow. So how did Bridgeport end up on your radar, and when did it end up on your radar?
Wow. I believe it was a fishing tournament in Miami Beach at the Miami Beach Marina, which was an asset that my dad turned around for the city. And it was at a fishing tournament where a gentleman came up to him and said, oh, you need to come to a check in Bridgeport. What you did here in Miami Beach needs to be done in Bridgeport.
Really?
And that was 1998.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So when did you guys start that process of checking it out, seeing what potential, coming up with the ideas? I mean, what you guys have done and are continuing to do right now, it's pretty unbelievable.
It's been a fun challenge. I'll just put it that way. It was 1999, I believe, my father came up here. I was still in school and having a good time. And so he came up here, checked it out, and fell in love with Bridgeport. And in 2001, I believe, we were awarded the bid for the Steel Point development.
Sure.
Yeah. And so then there was a bunch of condemnations and property issues and things like that. So we didn't get really started till 2014 mm-hmm. on the property. Mm-hmm. But now we're excited because we've raised the whole site, all new infrastructure. If you go on the property with a Bass Pro, Starbucks, a waterfront, you see the blue lights and you see just the energy that we're creating on the waterfront. That's so exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. So when you guys started to do your work, I was finishing up college. So I had finished in 2012, but I had gotten my first job up in Vermont. So I had lived up there for about 10 years. But I came back and forth to see mom and dad and everything. And it was unbelievable when I came home. And when I finally moved here after my son was born in 2018, and I thought, where in the world did this all come from? It was wild how fast you guys moved. I would love to know, how do you envision what goes into a waterfront property? Like you said, I mean, I was born and raised here. So I watched that waterfront just sort of go to waste. It was always just known as sort of the like leftover area. And the ferry was really the only thing going on there. So how did you envision what it has become and what it's still becoming right now?
So it started from my father's love. He loves Bridgeport. I mean, sometimes I'd come back and be like, Dad, are you sure we want to do this? And he's like, Junior, it is amazing.
Aww.
And so he loves, you know, 95 access, the train, the ferry to Port Jeff, the airport. It's the first deep harbor north of Manhattan with no bridges. From a nautical standpoint, it's an amazing asset.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
So he saw that very early on. And then what we did is all our insecurities coming out of South Florida, we raised the site, we put the new infrastructure in, we positioned it for climate change and resiliency for like the next 200 years.
Wow.
It's taken a long time, I gotta be honest. A lot of money has gone into it, but it's positioned now to really flourish. And you can see, if you go by now, there's like a three-story pile of dirt. We're taking out the foundation to the old power plant and the old tunnels. So it's a major undertaking.
Yeah.
I'm not sure planning the first residential building on the foundation to what was the old power plant was the right call, because it's the most complex piece of property.
Sure.
But it's exciting to take it out and have it, you know, moving forward, have people seeing the change. And I get so many calls now that everyone that drives by a 95 and they see a pile of dirt, they're like, what are you doing there?
What's happening now?
Yeah, it's exciting.
It's so funny.
You know, people love Bass Pro, the Starbucks, you know, and we're just so excited. Boca Oyster Bar on the waterfront now,
huge
this
fan.
Time of year. You come, sit on the deck, listen to some live music, or come by boat, or however you want to come. Come just not even do anything, just stroll on the waterfront.
Mm-hmm.
That's a major thing for us at RCI Group, is kind of opening up the waterfront that has been cut off from the public for so long and getting the public back on the waterfront to enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, and sometimes, you know, going back to, like you were saying, the housing complex, it is very complicated. But I think sometimes some of the greatest risks in the world bring the greatest rewards. Have you found that in your career?
We're hoping.
You're like, we're not here yet. We're still seeing.
We're a little early at this point. But no, I think it will do very well. Everyone that's come to Bridgeport and invested in Bridgeport has always done better and exceeded their expectations. So I'm super proud of that, because there is no market. So when you go to measure a marketplace to have someone come, they like to look at the comps. Mm-hmm. Well, there aren't any comps. So it makes it very challenging to bring, you know, the multinationals and those tenants to the project. But now they've all come. They've done very well. So now we have the comp set built, and we can just, the sky's the limit.
So we are chatting today with Bobby Kristoff, who is the president of the RCI Group. And we were just talking about some of the major changes that have gone on, especially with Steel Point in Bridgeport. Tell us if you can, some of the, like you were talking about, Bobby, how there's so much risk with like the housing, which was the big announcement that happened earlier this year in Bridgeport. Very excited to see how that goes. But what were some of the, when you go back to planning what was going to go into that area, like Boca, to me, that's a no-brainer, right? You have to have something on the water, like that makes sense. But how did you decide on, for example, like Bass Pro Shops, or how did you decide on sort of the creation of that area where you put stuff in there? But like you said, it's very open. Like Right. It's a nice balance there.
Right. It is very open. The key was getting Bass Pro first, because you need a real destination draw, experiential retailing. And we weren't able to redo the waterfront and get people to the waterfront yet when we built them, because there was a couple of tenants that needed to still be relocated. And then we could redo the whole shoreline, the bulkhead, raise the whole site, all new infrastructure. But they came in, Chipotle, T-Mobile, Starbucks came in. And we were excited to have those multinational tenants right there on the site. Johnny Morris saw it. It's on 95, great exposure, so it checks a box for him as well. And it took me 4 years of going to Springfield, Mass, or Missouri, not Mass, Missouri.
So a lot of Springfields out there, I get it.
Yeah. and getting him to come to Bridgeport and believe in Bridgeport. Once he got out here the first time, he saw the opportunity, and he was a true believer.
Wow.
And it was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is so cool. I mean, I will say, yeah, Bass Pro Shops, I think, is such a, first of all, it fits beautifully into kind of, like you're saying, the nautical vision and everything. But I also do think it is an experience. I mean, my gosh, my five-year-old has us there all the time. We love Bass Pro Shops, whether it's the bowling or it's just going through the store. It is an experience, and you're not going to find Bass Pro Shop everywhere. So even getting them to agree to go there must have been,
it's the only one in the state.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was not an easy challenge, but it was a fun challenge.
That's awesome.
And we wanted to make sure and have continued that every time we do something, we keep raising the bar.
Yeah.
We don't just do what's easy. We do something that's challenging, that's not in Bridgeport, that people don't expect to experience in Bridgeport. And we keep doing that. I mean, even Boca, I can't tell you how many restaurateurs we had met with. And we met, the gentleman's name was Yanni and John, and Pete. And so we met these guys, and they saw the vision, understood the vision. And now Boca is very successful.
Boca's amazing.
People love it. Mm-hmm. They come on the waterfront. But the early days before that building existed, you had to have some imagination.
Yeah.
And they did. They believed in the project. They believed in what we were doing, our vision. And they've been great. Yeah. Great tenants.
That's amazing. Yeah, we love Boca. And honestly, I don't know when I love Boca the most. Obviously, in the summertime, I guess, is when you can get outside.
Right.
But I love it just as much in the wintertime. There's something so peaceful and serene about being on the water in the winter.
Yeah, we really spent a lot of time designing that building.
Yeah,
and space,
you could
so
tell.
That no matter where you are inside the space, even when you're inside, mm-hmm. you can still see water.
Exactly.
And that's important to us.
And I just love how it looks like you're walking into a lighthouse, but then when you go in there, it has that feel of like you're inside or a ship. It almost, I don't know, sometimes I feel like it's like an upside down ship on the top. I don't know. It's very neat.
We try to say it's a lighthouse building.
I like it. That's what I mean.
it's
really neat.
It's very nautical when you walk in. Actually,
right.
The chandelier in the middle was built by Bass Pro Shops.
If you look at it, not that crazy.
And you spend some time. If you look up at that chandelier, it's a sailfish and some boats
Amazing.
Around it.
Mm.
But no, what they've done is spectacular. We love it. We've got our boat shows. We've got fishing tournaments, regattas. And we just love to have people come. The other thing is we want people to come every day, any day they want to, that they're on the water. We always have room for dock and dine. Mm-hmm. I never, you know, it's one of my pet peeves is that we're never sold out. Mm-hmm. I don't care what's going on. You can come in, you can dock, and come have a good time.
I love that. Yeah, and that was also a really exciting thing when we had the slips opening up. And it, I mean, that was, I remember telling that story and thinking, this is so great. Like, we're finally using this space to its potential. It was so exciting.
You know what it's like to tell people in Bridgeport that the mega yachts and 200 and 300 footers are coming to Bridgeport Harbor? They're like,
people don't think it's
this guy
real.
Is not well.
Right, right, exactly, right. They're so, like, okay, you just stay here, and I'm going to find someone to come get you. Exactly.
Last year, having two 200-footers on a 300-footer sitting on the dock was great promotion advertising for the potential of Bridgeport, what's happening there. It's transformational. The governor working on the bill to bring down the old power plant across the way. It's going to change the whole harbor front there.
Yeah. I was going to say, what did you think of the classic candy cane, the big, what did you think of those?
Being a sailor and a boater, from a nautical standpoint, it's a key beacon as you're sailing up and down the Long Island Sound.
Right, right.
But, you know, other than that, it blocks a runway to one of the runways at the airport. So, it, you know, to me, it
there's better
down.
Use.
Yeah, mm-hmm. better use. And,
absolutely.
And, you know, also to kind of maximize the assets of the city. The airport is such an amazing asset.
Totally.
You've seen what Tweed's done with the Velo. And, you know, there's no reason why, you know,
Sikorsky can go back commercial. I agree.
So there's a lot of potential there. We love it. And we just keep growing it. And, you know, the residential is great. There'll be a hotel coming soon. I can't go any further into it, but it'll be the first major hotel in downtown Bridgeport.
Yeah, no kidding. So we need one really bad.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to say, so I'm glad that you beat me to it, Bobby, because that is something I was potentially going to have to grill you on, is that, man, Bridgeport needs a hotel really badly.
We agree. And,
you've got
and
it covered.
We're excited. We have it covered. That's
okay.
All I can tell you.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. I will believe you. I will trust that. And as soon as you have more detail, or that you could share, rather. I know you have the details, but when you could share it, I can't wait. And obviously, we are waiting on the housing complex that is also going to be coming in, and any details you could share on that.
That will be done in 2 years. It's called The August. If you go on the website, The August is Steel Point Harbor. It's great. It's going to be a phenomenal building. We designed the building. It has a lot of porches. A lot of apartment buildings up here don't have the porches, and the amenities are okay. And so what we really did there is focused one on the waterfront and two on the amenities, so that the people are coming there, the young professionals or, you know, whoever, you know, sold the big house and wanted to downsize, have a place for the summertime.
They're
going to love it. But they're going to have a great pool, a phenomenal gym, great meeting areas. One of the courtyards is a dog park or a pet park.
Huge.
So that you're within the secure walls of the building. And a pet park. So, you know, we have a lot of those ancillary pieces and amenities built in that we're excited to offer.
Yeah.
I think bringing it to market, they'll be like, we have this all the time. They come to Bridgeport and like, I can't believe I'm in Bridgeport.
Right.
Yeah, and we love it.
But I love that you're changing the storyline, Bobby. And the reason I say that is because, again, very proud, grew up right on the Bridgeport line. My mom originally from there. I mean, very, very proud of Bridgeport. And we have a lot of pride with the hospital, the University of Bridgeport, all of that. But I feel like Bridgeport had this unbelievable entity. It was like the industrial city. It was where people wanted to be. And then Bridgeport got lost for quite some time. And I think, for example, your project gave life to a city that never should have lost its life. It really should have continued. It just should have modernized. Mm-hmm. And so you're bringing energy back to a city that was always so fantastic and attracted so many people, but it lost its way a little bit.
Yeah,
and so
I mean,
you're doing that.
It's amazing. And the people of Bridgeport are truly amazing.
They're the best. They're awesome.
Yeah, I have so much fun when I go to work and I go to the community and I get to hang out with the kids or, you know, go down Seaside Park. A lot of people don't even know about Seaside Park. It's probably the best park in Connecticut, in my opinion.
It's gorgeous.
Right along Long Island. And so there's just so many great parts. And so we're excited to change the storyline and the perception that has been kind of holding it back.
Mm.
I love it. You know, ever since I started this job, working on the project, it's always been fun to change this perception. It's a goal of mine that when they're like, oh, that was easy. I'm like, well, we made it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we are so glad that you are passionate about Bridgeport, what you're doing, what you're continuing to do. I also, I have to say personally, because, you know, WACC is my heart, I also am very glad that you guys are getting involved with our annual Bluefish tournament.
Yeah.
That means a lot to me.
We're very excited to be part of the tournament. And I love the kids fishing.
Oh, it's the best, right? You
know, yeah, it's the best.
So cool.
I was just, you know, talking to Pam about other things, that how we can grow it, make it better, make it maybe a little bit more exciting for kids and things like that. Because I love children getting on the water.
It's so good.
I have
good.
A lot of friends that they take their kids out fishing for it. Mm-hmm. They're excited. And yeah, no, that involvement is exciting.
It is.
Because it's probably one of the only things outside of Bridgeport we're involved in that covers the whole sound.
Exactly.
It's such a great experience. The price point, everything for the kids to get on the water.
It's killer.
Yeah.
And it's multi-generational. I mean, there's nothing I love more than when I interview kids whose father and their grandfather, they're working together, or I'm talking to like a group of boys who grew up doing this tournament with their dads, and now they're raising their sons to do it. There's just something very neat, or like the girls who go out with their dads and they're doing, I don't know. There's something very family-oriented, and like you said, bringing the younger kids into it, it's just fabulous. So
yeah.
I love that you're a part of that.
No,
that's
thank
a beautiful
you. Yeah,
thing.
I'm excited. We're excited to be part of it.
That's awesome. Well, we thank you. And Bobby Kristoff, I want to thank you also for what you and the RCI group, what you're doing for Bridgeport, for taking the time to come on WACC.
Thank you for having
me. I hope you won't be a stranger. I hope this wasn't too painful. Is this okay?
It wasn't too bad. I'll survive.
Thank God, because I am going to bother you to come back.
Okay,
this was
thank
too
you.
Fun. Thank you so much again. Bobby Kristoff, who is the president of the RCI group. Oh, really quick, website or anything if people want more information.
BLDSteelPoint.com.
Simple as that. And again, Bobby Kristoff here on WICC.